श्री भगवान
वाचा
भूमि
जन्मानी
अर्जुन
तानि
अहम्
वेद
सर्वाणि हे भगवान वाचा बहूनि मे
रचितानि
जन्मानि
कवचार्जुना
नान्यहं वेद सर्वाणि जन्मानि
तपचार्जुनान्यहं
वेद सर्वाणि भगवान
वाचानि
व्यतीतानि जन्मानि
तपचार्जुनान्यहं
वेद सर्वाणि श्री भगवान वाचा
श्री
कृष्णावती का जैसे
भूमि
जन्मानी remember all of them, but you cannot, subduer of the enemy.
Sri Bhagavan Ubasa. We have already explained the meaning of Bhagavan in connection with the first verse. Still, again we are repeating Bhagavan. Bhagav means opulence. And when the Sanskrit affix is there, Vatsputta, one who possesses opulence, he is called Bhagavan. So, it is described by Parashar Muni, that Orisha Jasa Samabrasa Vijasa Jasa Sriya Jnana Vairagya Yashtaiva Sarayiti Bhavangana. Bhagavan means who possesses these six opulences in full. All riches, all strength, all influence, all wisdom, all beauty, all renunciation. So, it has been analyzed how we possess all these opulences, and it has been found by the great sages that Krishna is the possessor of all opulences, all beauty, all wisdom. Ishara Parama Krishna. The supreme possessor is Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadiradi Govinda, Sarvakarana Karana. So, Bhagavan is individual. We are also individual, part and parcel. Just like the Father is individual, and the sons are also individual. We are all sons of God. Mamaivamsa jiva bhuta. Jiva loke. So, we are all individual. In the second chapter, Krishna said that we all, you, me, and all the soldiers and the kings who have assembled here, they were existing before as individuals. And we are existing now as individuals. And in future also, we shall exist as individuals. So that is being explained again. Bahuni me batatani janmani tapasad. As individual, we are taking birth. That Krishna's birth will be explained in the next part. Ajopi sannabhyatma. Ajo. Ajo means who does not take birth. We are also ajo. Najayate na amriyate va kadashi. Na harnate hannamane sarige. Nitta sasate ankurala. That is the description of the living entity. A living entity as we are, we also do not take birth. We are eternal, part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is eternal, we are also eternal. Krishna is individual, we are also individual. The difference is that he is Ishara Parama. He is the supreme control. And we are also controller, but limited. Very minute control. That is the difference. God is great and we are small party. That is the difference. Therefore, Krishna said that I also take my bath. And you also take your bath. But the difference is Tani Ahamad Veda. I know how many times I took birth. But you also took many times, but you have forgot. That is the difference. Tani Ahamad Veda Sarvani Natang Vichya Parantak. You cannot remember. Actually, we do not remember what I was in my last birth. I do not know. Death means forgetfulness. Death means to forget everything. Just like daytime and night time. Night time also, when we sleep, we forget all our business in daytime. We have got everyday experience. We are different person at night. We are dreaming something. Dreamland, somewhere I have gone. And forget that I have got a body which is lying on the bed. I am the father of such and such sons. I am the husband of such and such. No, you forget everything. And again, in the daytime, you forget everything what you dreamt. This is our practical experience. Similarly, we had our last birth, but we have forgotten. But Krishna does not forget. That is the difference between Krishna and the living entity. I have explained already, we forget because we change body. Tatha dehantara prapti. Dehantara prapti, you do not know what kind of body I had. in my last life, or what kind of body I am going to accept next life. But there is the law, tatha dehantara prati. But Krishna does not forget. He knows. That is perfect knowledge. And because we are imperfect, we do not. When we'll be perfect also, we'll remember. But that is means spiritual life. No more material body. That can be also possible. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Taktāti haṁ punarjanma naiti māmeiti kaunti. So when you go to Krishna, we get the similar body. Although we are subordinate, still the facility is almost the same, 78%. So, about Krishna, it is in the Brahma Sangita it is said, Advaita yatsutayanadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam navajauvanaj vedesu durlava adurlava yatsa bhakto govindamadi purusam tamaham bhajami. Advaita yatsutayanadi ananta rupam. Krishna can expand himself. Ananta rupam. Ananta means unlimited. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Ishara sarvabhutanam vidyeti arjuna tishtati. Now, we are individual souls. So, we are also associated with Krishna as Paramatma within the heart. Paramatma is there. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta. Where the Paramatma is there, that is also stated, hridi, in the heart. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta. There is no mystery. Krishna says, I stay within the heart of everyone. They are sitting two birds, that is stated in the Upanishad, sitting on one tree, this body is tree. And Paramatma and Jivatma, both of them are sitting on the same tree. The Jivatma is relishing the fruit of the tree, and Paramatma is only observer. Paramatma is observer. Anumanta upadrashta. Upadrashta. Simply seeing our activities. Krishna is so kind, God is so kind, that He is living with me just to turn my face towards Him. He's just looking after the opportunity when this living entity, Mama Ivansa, Jivaloka, Jivaloka, Sanatana, Manasasthani Indriyani, Prakitisthani Karsati. He is struggling for existence in this material world, with his concocted mind and senses. The Krishna is looking for the opportunity when the living entity will come back to him. Because we are our sons, so father, if the son is bewildered, gone out of the home and loitering in the street, the father is very anxious to get him back, although the son has forgotten. This is the position. Therefore, as Paramatma, He is guiding us. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta. I am sitting in everyone's heart. Matta smriti jnanam apuhanant. From Him, we get the remembrance. I wanted to enjoy something. Krishna gives us full opportunity. Now here is the opportunity. You can do it. Anumanta. That is so kind. But that is not our actual business. Our actual business is to go back to home, back to Godhead. Not to enjoy in this material world. But still, because we want it, Krishna gives us all facilities. Mattasmiti Jnanam Apohananti. If we want to enjoy this material world, Krishna will give us all the opportunities. You can become the topmost living entity like Lord Brahma, and you can become an insignificant ant according to your karma. Anumanta upadrashta. So this is going on. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan. In this way, we are wandering all over the universe as somebody, sometimes human being, sometimes devil god, sometimes cat, sometimes dog, sometimes tree, sometimes plant, sometimes insect, sometimes Brahma, sometimes ant, sometimes bee, anything. There are 8,400,000 species of life. So, this is our circulation. Therefore, Krishna said that, Tavacha Arjuna, as Paramatma, I am with you always. And you are changing so many bodies. Of course, Arjuna did not change because he is devotee. He is accompanying Krishna always. Sakachi, Bhaktusi, Sakachi. So he is friend. He takes his bath as human being whenever Krishna wants. Krishna has his associates. When he comes on this planet, in this universe, he comes with his associates. So the Pandavas, they are Krishna's eternal associates. Although associate, still Arjuna forgets about his previous bath because he is human being. Whereas Krishna remembers. So, Krishna also takes bath. Very many incarnations. Ramadi mutti sutala niyamena tisthan nana avataram akarat bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna sarang samabhava parama pumanaju govindamadi purisham tamamaya. This is stated in the Brahma Sangita. Krishna is appearing in so many incarnations. Just try to understand what is the position of Krishna. He is situated as Paramatma in everyone's heart. Ishara sarva-bhutanam riddhesa arjuna tishthati. And is giving direction to everyone. And there are unlimited, innumerable living entities. So, he has to give instruction in different ways to so many living entities. How much busy he is. Just try to imagine. Still, his position is the same. Golokayeva nivasati akiladma bhuta. Golokayeva nivasati. Krishna is still in his own original place, Goloka Vrindava, and he is enjoying in the company of Srimati Radha. That which they see, it is not the Mayavadi philosophy. Because he has expanded himself in so many hearts of the living entities, that does not mean that he is finished in his own level. No, he still is there. That is Krishna. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. This is the basic informing. Even the, here we have got material experience. If you have got 1 rupee, if you take 1 anna, then it is 15 annas. Or if you take 2 annas, it is 14 annas. If you take 16 annas, it becomes 0. But Krishna is not like that. He can expand himself. Unlimited form is there. The original Krishna is there. That is Krishna. We have got experience. 1 minus 1 = 0. But there in the spiritual world, that is called absolute. 1 minus millions times one minus is still the original one is one. That is Krishna. Advaita Achyuta. Anadi, Anantarupam. So that Krishna, you cannot understand. Vedesu. Simply by studying Vedic literature. Although, the Vedas means, Vedanta means, to understand Krishna. Vedaishta sadvai ahameva ved. But, unfortunately, because we do not take the shelter of Krishna or his devotee, we cannot understand what is the purpose of Vedas. That will be explained in the 7th chapter. Maya sapta mana pratha. Maya sapta mana pratha yogam jinyana madasa. Madasa. Asangsang samakram man jathagesta si tatsino. If you want to understand Krishna, asangsang, without any doubt, and samagram, and in full, then you have to practice this yoga system. What is that? Yoga. Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad yaji maang namaskari. Madasa. Yogam. Yogam jujjana. Madasa. Madasa, this word is very significant. Mat means either you take directly. That is not very easy thing. Shelter of me. Or one who has taken shelter of me, you take shelter of. Just like there is electric powerhouse. And there is a plug. That plug is connected with the electric powerhouse. And if you push your wire in the plug, you also get electricity. Similarly, as it is stated in the beginning of this chapter, evaṁ parampara prātam imaṁ rājaḥ sayogīdhu. If you take shelter of the parampara system, the same example, if you take the shelter of the plug which is connected with the powerhouse, you get immediately electricity. Similarly, if you take shelter of a person who is coming in the parampara system, there is a parampara system. Krishna, he instructed Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma instructed Narada. Narada instructed Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva instructed Madhyacharya. Madhyacharya instructed in so many ways. Then Madhavendra Puri. The Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri. From Ishwar Puri, Lord Chaitanya. In this way, there is a parampara system. There are four Vaishnava sampradayas. The Rudra sampradaya, Brahma sampradaya, Kumara sampradaya, and Lakshmi sampradaya, Sri sampradaya. So, sampradaya vihinari mantraste vipalamata. If you do not receive instruction of Krishna from the sampradaya, then vipalamata. Then whatever you have learned, it is useless. It is useless. That is the defect. So many people are studying Bhagavad Gita, but they do not understand what is Krishna. Because they do not receive through the evaṁ parampara prāptam. The parampara, unless you go to the parampara, the same example, if you do not take electricity from the plug which is connected with the powerhouse, what is the use of your bulb and wire? It has no use. Therefore, how Krishna is expanding, it is Vedesu Durlabha. If you simply have got academic knowledge, then it will not be possible. Vedesu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. This is the statement of Brahma Sankhita. Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. One who is Krishna's devotee, pure devotee. Annabhilasita sunnam, jnana karma dhanabhritam, anukullena krishna nisadhanam bhakti ruttama. Pure devotee means, he has no other desire, no material desire. Annavilasita sunnam, zero. So what is that? Annavilasita sunnam, jnana karmad anabritam. Jnana and karma and bhakti. Bhakti is annavilasita sunnam. But jnana is obvious. There is desire for liberation, to become one with the Supreme. So, that also should be given up. Jnana, dharma, anabritam. Not by covered by the speculative process or fruitive activities. Jnana, dharma, anukullena krishna nisilanam. Simply, favorably cultivating Krishna consciousness. Anukullena, that is bhakti uttama, that is first class bhakti. And if it is mixed up, unnagsapha with material desire, or spiritual emancipation, or fruitive activities, then it is not pure devotee. So, if you can approach such pure devotee, as it is stated in the Brahma Sangita, adullabham ātabhaktam, there is ātabhaktam, pure devotee. He can deliver you Krishna. Take Krishna. Here is Krishna. Krishna prema, that is the symbolic representation, is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is described by Rupa Goswami. Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna prema pradayate. Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya Namini, Gaurati Sidhama. When Rupa Goswami, he was minister in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah at that time, very exalted personality, he could understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Therefore, when he first met him at Allahabad, prayer, he offered his respect with these words, Namo Mahamadana, the most magnificent incarnate. Why? Krishna prema pradayate. You are distributing Krishna prema. It is very difficult to understand Krishna, but you are so kind that you are immediately delivering love of Krishna. You can know one person, but to develop love for him, that is another transaction. So, people cannot understand even Krishna. And what is the saying of Krishna's love? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that he immediately giving Krishna prema, love of Krishna. Therefore, he is described as the most munificent incarnation. Krishna himself could not deliver himself. He wanted, first of all, he surrendered. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind, simply through this chanting and dancing, he is distributing love of Krishna. You can see practically these boys from European and American countries, they're all over the world. Why? They are chanting and dancing in this way. Do you think they have become mad? In one sense, yes, they have become mad. Why? For love of Krishna. Now they have begun. They have become lover of Krishna. The Krishna prema is like that. That is through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the symbolic representation of devotee. Bhakta avataram. Bhaktyatram. Namami bhakta shaktikam. Namami bhakta shaktikam. He can give the strength to the devotee so that he can develop his dormant love of Krishna. Therefore, in the Brahma Sangita it is stated, the adullabham ato bhakto. If one is your devotee, for him, Krishna is available very easy. He says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vatyamama vijanati, javan jasthami tattva. One can understand me. In truth, javan jasthami tattva. which is very, very difficult. Manushtanam sahasresu kaschid jatati siddha. Jatatam avisuddhanam kaschid vetri mantap. To understand Krishna as He is, it is difficult. But if you take to this process of devotional service, Sravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasivanam archanam vandanam dasam sattamatanibhi. Either of these processes, all the processes are either of these, you become successful to develop your dormant Krishna consciousness and then your life becomes successful. Thank you very much.